Hey, Google, play the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars. Do it.
Playing the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Rush Hour family on this Wednesday. Big hello to you, Greg Blewett, and hello
hey,
to you,
Jars.
Bernie Vince. Welcome.
Hello, Jars.
Nice
good,
to be here.
Good today.
Plenty of things happening in the last 24 hours.
Lots happening.
What about the Super League? The proposed Super League now has been abolished.
Gone.
Because the fans have voted on their feet. So the big six clubs.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Tail between their legs, my friend.
Yep, bit of people power. There's been protests at the English Premier League games, burning of Guernseys or what do they call them? Kits, their kits or
the
whatever.
Kits.
So thank goodness, because there was a lot of worried fans out there, wasn't it? Would have, destroyed
the
fabric of the
competition. I said it could have created civil war. That's how passionate they are over there.
Charles, what would you do if you've seen somebody burning a South Australian football jersey?
Oh, I'd be in prison.
Burning it.
FIFA boss Gianni Infantino said this about the proposed European Super League.
If some elect to go their own way, then they must live with the consequences of their choice. They are responsible for their choice. Concretely, this means either you are in or you are out. You cannot be half in or half out.
So what do you think of the Bernie speech?
No need for that. Jeez. That sounded like the movie Taken.
That's
wow. I will find you.
That's Godfather like.
Does that remind you of Liam Neeson?
Yeah, it does.
Taken?
I will find you.
You know who it reminded me of?
I will
either
kill you.
Tex or Tommy Rockliffe. I can't,
very slow.
Can't work out who talks slower.
Oh, that's a clip.
Be
he'll
careful.
Find, he'll hear that.
Be careful because you do butcher the English language on the boundary line. Don't
worry. Oh,
clean belly, bill of
heels. What was his name?
Gianni Infantino.
You changed it again.
Now, but that's really good news for the footy fans.
Nah,
because that's what the game's all about.
Now, Jars, also, AFL clubs, while we're on that, are hoping for a boost in football department cap spend.
Right.
So most clubs are hoping for at least $500,000 increase. The bigger clubs are wanting $1.5 million increase, some clubs
that's
as well, Jars, minority, don't want it to change because they're actually going to make money this year or at least break even. The clubs that actually lose, the ones that don't have huge revenue.
No.
So it's only the big clubs that want this 1.5.
Well, that's an uneven playing field.
You've got to remember the AFL had to take out $100 million.
$100
million loan, I think, still they owe.
We are going to pay that back.
I would say to clubs, just relax. Let the AFL get rid of that debt because it's a bad debt.
Correct.
Get rid of it. And then we can start talking about spends.
Yeah.
You're
still
don't
a couple of years away, aren't you?
I think at least
before
that,
before they start to, good stuff.
Hey, news in the cricket
What's
world.
Happened?
They've changed their structure a little bit. So there's not going to be a head of selectors anymore. It's just going to be the coach. And he's going to liaise with his captain.
Wow.
In this case, the test captain's Joe Root and the one-day captain, Owen Morgan. And they select their squads.
And this is England?
Just England.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because everyone can do what they want. Yep. Each country can. Because in Australia, we've got our selectors, head of selectors.
Yeah. Chairman of selectors.
Trevor Holmes, is it? Mm.
It is, yes. And then there's a couple of other selectors. And one of those is Justin Langer. But in England's case, so it's more of a footy model, isn't it?
Yeah.
So very interesting to
see
how
that
goes. I think it's got – so Pat Howard, who was with Cricket Australia, was pushing for that when Darren Lehman was
the
coach. Yeah. Lot of responsibility going back onto the coach.
What about the captain? I fear for the captain because I know he plays a big role in it, but it's ultimately you can say, oh, no, the selectors did it. When he's the only one then players get offside and they go, oh, no. You know, whenever you're not selected, no matter how good the captain is, you go, well, you bastard, why didn't you pick me?
No, and that was the situation with the coach as well because, if I'm really close to the coach and I go to you, Bernie, you're my coach, I go, I'm just struggling a bit, mate, I'm nowhere. And then He goes, right, well, he's nowhere. I'm not picking him.
No, he's out.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that model goes.
And look, and our model is, Greg's our chairman of selectors, I'm the senior coach, and you're our captain, Byrne.
Am I?
So are we going to make some change?
Oh, I see what's happening.
Ah, there it is, off to sports. John Aloisi joins us very, very soon, as well as Jay Clark with all the latest AFL news. And the Furious Five. Oh. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's back.
You're tired.
I'm up and about.
No, you're not.
Yes,
tired.
I am.
Hey, what was that guy's name? Indefini or whatever?
Oh, shut. It's you the heard FIFA him. Boss, Gianni Infantino.
Yeah, well, you heard what he said. What
did he say?
You're either in or you're out. I think Blue might be out.
I'm in, boys. So I'm in.
Chaps, the proposed Super League, which was... just about going to create civil war.
Yes.
Massive news today coming out of Europe that it's been dumped. And let's go to the man that's just got his tentacles all over this, former Australian football superstar, Adelaide boy, John Aloisi, joins us from Optus Sports. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, boys.
What a backflip. Why? What happened?
Oh, what happened? They had to backflip. It was just ridiculous what they were trying to do, and it would have killed the game. It really would have. You know, the only people that would have come out of this in a positive way in terms of financially would have been those big clubs, and it would have killed the rest of the game. So I'm glad that the six Premier League clubs came to their senses after a couple of days of, you're right, civil war. And especially this morning, you saw the Chelsea game. The fans made a massive protest. They didn't allow the bus into the stadium. They're having none of it, the supporters. And you're talking about supporters of the big clubs, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United. They all demonstrated. They didn't want to have anything a part of this Super League because they know what would have happened for the rest of the league and for the rest of the game.
Absolutely. Peeper power. Thank you for doing that. Now, listen, John, this must have, for us that don't really follow it that closely, it's like it came out of the blue, but this must have been brewing for a little while.
Yeah, this has been brewing for a long time. You know, there's been talk about it for probably 10 years now. Arsene Wenger, the former Arsenal coach, spoke about it all that long ago, and he said that, you know, eventually there might be a Super League that the big clubs will try and go out on their own. He hopes it doesn't happen. Look, there was serious money being thrown about. You know, they were saying that they could earn up to $6 billion pounds a year just the club just to join this league. But the thing about it is that no one else would be invited into it. So, you know, these clubs would have their own league, and there's no relegation, there's no promotion, and if you're invited in, you're lucky. If you weren't, that's bad luck to you. And UEFA and FIFA got involved, and even Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, said this can't go ahead, and we'll make it impossible for you to do this. So there's been a lot of talk about it for a long time, but I think COVID pushed it on pretty quickly, and it just came a little bit out of the blue just the other day.
Johnny, that's ridiculous money, $6 billion or whatever you're saying. Where does the money come from? Who's fronting that?
Well, PJ Morgan, the big financial banker over in America, were the big hitters behind it. And there was a few others that I'm not sure about. But look, what they're saying is that, you know, the majority of supporters around the world want to see big games every weekend or every week. And, you know, the most supported clubs around the world are your Manchester United, your Liverpools, your Barcelonas, Real Madrid, Juventus. And we're talking about Asia market now. And so if you get, you know, a couple of billion people watching over there, the television rights as well would have been enormous. But, you know, it just takes away from what the game's been all about for over 100 years. And that's earning your right to play in this top competition. And, you know, if you're able to do that, it also, I remember myself playing over in, you know, La Liga or in the Premier League. When the big boys came into town, it was a big deal. And not only for us players, but for supporters, but the whole economy of the city, you know, the restaurants, the bars, and, you know, that would have all gone. So there would have been, you know, the whole of the economy would have been affected by it all.
John, what do you reckon the fallout from this is going to be? Is this a line in the sand? Because those powerful clubs, especially in the EPL, you know, basically hold the game to ransom at times.
Yeah, I think it is a line in the sand. I think that what they didn't count on was the people power, the fans, are the most important product of the game. I know for over a year now they have no fans in the stadium, but they just showed the passion that they've still got, you know, for their football clubs and their community. Also, the players were left in a little bit of a limbo. The players didn't want it to happen because they would have been kicked out of World Cups. Can you imagine Messi's last chance of winning a World Cup and he would have been able to play because he's a Barcelona player? So I think the players, a lot of them spoke out about it. And I think that the big clubs now know that they haven't got all the power. Yeah. You know, the power still relies and is still with the fans and with the players as well.
Locally, Johnny, Adelaide United in the top three now, third. Central Coast a second. Melbourne City top of the table with their 7-0 whitewash over in the local derby over there in Victoria.
Woo.
Can we win it?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
I actually, when you look at Adelaide United and you look at, I was about to say Manchester United, that's how strong they are at the moment. When you look at them and you see that the way that they're performing and playing, you know, against Sydney FC, who are still, you know, one of the best teams in the comp, you know, Adelaide United came from 2-0 down, should have won that game. And you look at Cooper Stadium, there's not many people that, or not many teams that are going to go there and get points. So if they can end up in the top two and get a home, you know, finals and then hopefully a home grand final, cool. I can see Adelaide United going all the way.
Yes.
Jazz's best friend Carl Veit will be pleased to hear that.
I stalk him, John. I stalk Veit. Carly boy, I love him.
You stalked Veit, did you? Or Carl?
Carl.
We had your brother in the other day too, John.
We had Roscoe in.
Yes.
A lot of love.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Look, Roscoe's enjoying it. He's, he always enjoys it when they win. You don't want to get Ross when they lose, though.
No, we got him after they won.
Great job, mate. Thanks for that. And massive news coming out of Europe regarding the defunct Super League, which is great news for the footy fans. So thanks for your time, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys.
Optus Sports, John Eloisi joined us on the Rush Hour. Now, Bird, you got something to tell us.
I'm in a bit of a pickle at the moment.
I know where it's going.
No, it's not going to the airport. It's not about travel. Oh. But as you know, I'm pretty busy and don't get a lot of time off. Today is one of them.
You've got a day off.
We're working, but we've got a bit of time in the arvo. So Tex has invited me to play golf. And because we were filming the bump, I thought, I can't really speak on the phone at the moment. I'll just send Ab a text and just say, I've been invited. Oh, this is what I wrote.
Right.
I've been invited to play golf with Tex.
Right.
I really want to play.
All this stuff. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, because we're moving house at the moment too, because we're in Glenelgeast. No. We're going to West Beach.
Come near me.
I worked my backside off
yesterday.
And my back's crooked.
And Abs has been flat out with the two kids.
I've been
Don't say your back's too sore.
So you've sent a text off to Abs, your lovely wife.
So, I said I've been invited and all this.
Right, you are.
I've got a very busy life. Sent the text.
Here he goes.
Moving house.
Here he goes.
And you know what I get back?
The reply back from Abby is?
Go for it, babe.
It's very short.
Oh no.
Bern, we're in the middle of moving house. .. Well,
I'll see you at home.
Blue's lost it.
She's
giving you the... She didn't say I couldn't play.
That's right.
You know what I wrote back?
What? Thanks, babe.
Yeah, but I need to have a hit, Ab. I can do everything tomorrow morning. Another reply?
Yes.
Very short again. I've got the dentist tomorrow.
Yeah.
With three dots again. What does three dots mean after? Have a think about
it.
You
idiot.
I'll
tell you
what
they mean.
I did reply
back. And that's it. So you've gone back again.
I can do it all tomorrow morning though. And Friday morning. I really want to play, Ab. Texas booked two groups. And I would really love to.
I want to be with the boys.
You know what she replied?
Yes, Bird. No.
Nothing after that. But it does say she read it at 10 past 11.
That's a while ago Bern.
That's a long time ago.
I think I'm going straight home.
Well, I've got to go home anyway. Oh, my God. You wouldn't read about this.
What?
Just got a message. Yeah. So I'll read this from Ab.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Look at the size of this one.
This is
That's lengthy.
You've got to be
careful. That's lengthy.
Do
you want a proofread? Have a proofread.
Play a song. Or just play a little bit of music in the background.
I'll just read it.
No.
I'll take the key points out. I'll read the first line.
Dear Boone.
We are moving house and have two kids. Well, I know that. We are moving today because I wanted to start the move yesterday.
Right.
I really hope I don't need to say anything more than that.
Good abs, I like this.
You're in strife.
Tomorrow morning, Harvey goes to daycare, which is a positive.
I'm dentist.
And then I go to the dentist.
Yes, a positive.
Like we planned last month.
Oh, wow.
And I'll probably be in pain. So I'll probably need to get the majority of things done today and tonight. This isn't fun for me.
No.
It just needs to be done.
And it's as you scroll down.
Now, your next text.
That's it.
I might go back one more time. I'm not clear yet.
I wouldn't be. Just let Tex know that you won't be going.
Oh, wow.
No, I can't pull out this late.
Oh, I'm feeling you, Burn.
Yeah. Oh, you are, are you?
I am. Every now and then, you just need to clear your head.
To play golf.
Just play.
What time did you tell Catherine you'll be home tonight?
Well, I said...
Golf's only a three-hour sport.
On a Wednesday. Oh, there's more in the field, so it goes a little bit longer. So I basically got audited.
So you got audited?
Yeah, by Catherine.
This is
She stripped an hour off me.
At least you get there. I can't go in for a beer. She can strip an hour off me. It's fine. Yeah. Well, at least you get there.
Yeah. Well, you won't be getting there, Tiger.
Yeah, I can tell you that. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, we've just got a message. 0488851047 from someone called Abby. I don't know who that is.
This is good.
Wanted to play a song for her husband, BV. Didn't name him. Okay.
So, Tex, if you're listening, I'll see you on the first.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this young man on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome.
Oh, hello, boys. Great to be with you.
Now, Matt, Paddy Dangerfield, has he an injury concern that's worrying the Geelong Football Club?
Yeah, it's a huge worry. This is big breaking news, this one. We know the 8-time All-Australian and Brownlow medalist tweaked his ankle, or so he said. Gave it a bit of a tweaking in that game against North Melbourne. Now, he flew to Sydney on Tuesday yesterday for a second opinion, and the news is not good. Patrick Dangerfield may have to go under the knife to correct a syndesmosis injury, because all ankle injuries are syndesmosis injuries these days. It could spend 2 months on the sidelines if he goes under the knife. Now, the Cats and Dangerfield are pretty keen to avoid that scenario. I can tell you they're seeking a third opinion on his troublesome ankle today, and by this afternoon, later this afternoon, we'll have made a call. So it's either surgery in 2 months off, or it's a bit of rest, maybe hope for 3-4 weeks, best case scenario, maybe even two, depending on how he's feeling. But this is a hammer blow to the Cats. They've had a poor start to the season. They've lost Jeremy Cameron for the first 5 weeks. He comes back this weekend for the game against West Coast on Saturday, and their Dangerfield goes down. Now, this was one club. The Geelong Footy Club is one club who had to make major changes in their medical and strength and conditioning department to fit under the AFL's new cap. And so far, they have had an absolute mare on the medical front, whether it's bad luck or something else. I mean, clearly the double hamstring blow to Jeremy Cameron's a shocker. But they're in all sorts at the moment. They need to turn their season around, because they haven't been playing great footy. They were underwhelming against North Melbourne on the weekend, but it looks like they're going to have to do it without Dangerfield for, who knows, up to 2 months. We'll know more this afternoon.
Only just going the Cats at the moment. Hey, Melbourne, my old club, making the cut this week. They've got Fritch, possibly May. Ben Brown played in the VFL. Wiedemann kicked 7. You'd think he'd come in. Ooh. You can't fit them all in, can you?
Well, boys, do you fix what isn't broken? That's the question for Simon Goodwin this week. Look, they're very confident. Steve May's trained impressively this morning in some match simulation. Fractured his cheekbone, had that nasty eye injury only 2 games ago. He looks like he's a certain in Steve May. That's a huge blow. But they only want to play one more of the big forwards, if you know what I mean. Ooh. So It looks like Sammy Wiedemann is the man who'll come in for Mitch Brown.
Yep.
Mitch Brown will be unlucky after kicking two goals at the weekend. And then Ben Brown bides his time in the VFL for another week or two. But, Bernie, what do you think? If Ben Brown comes into the team, what happens to Tom McDonald? He's been the main banana and been going okay. Does he play up on the wing? Do they go land of the Giants forward because the pressure's been good? Do you think they can play all these key forwards?
Well, they trained Tommy McDonald up on the wing during the preseason, but that quickly changed with all the key forwards out. So maybe they can flick him up there because he's certainly got the engine for it. But I love Fritsch as well. I think if he's available, he comes in too.
Yeah, he might be. He had fractured his hand. He might be another week ago. He's probably more touch and go. But I think I'd say Sam Wiedemann in for Mitch Brown, and Steve May comes in for Harry Petty in the back line. Massive game on Saturday night for Richmond. I cannot wait for it. I reckon they're the real deal, Melbourne.
Yeah, this is going to be the game of the season so far. Hey, Jay, what's the latest on who's going to be the next Pies president?
Bluey, there's a big push from Craig Kelly, one of the most influential men in the Cape, but one of the most successful sports business men in the country. He's pushing Jeff Brown. We all know he's got a legal background. He's highly respected within the industry. And he's also Tom Brown's father. Now, elephant in the room
Tom
here,
Brown,
boys.
Tom Brown.
Well, if Tom Brown has got a Collingwood story, what does he do? Does he walk into the kitchen, you know, have a look at the documents on the table? Or what's the story there? Because that is going to be fascinating. I think at the moment, the favourites to replace Eddie Maguire, Mark Corder and Peter Murphy. But Craig Kelly has come strong for Jeff Brown. Now, can we read into this about Nathan Buckley, his senior coach? So Craig Kelly, and follow me on this one, boys, is Nathan Buckley's manager.
Yep.
If Craig Kelly is pushing Jeff Brown from the side,
join the dots.
Because Jeff Brown is a Nathan Buckley man, does that mean that the two blokes who are currently running for the presidency aren't Nathan Buckley men, if you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I am concerned about that situation there. Melbourne again, Max Gawn, he's leading the market for the Brownlow medal. There's been a bit of movement. Dusty Martin's one of them. Who else is making a charge?
Yes, well, I'm Champion Data's Brownlow predictor model, and they've been very good over the journey. They've got currently Max Gawn leading by 1.6 votes, five games in. Now, he had 8 contested marks at the weekend, another 20-odd possessions. He's dominating. I mean, no, I know Nathan Buckley says the hit-out is a furphy, but Max Gawn to me looks like in absolutely career-best form. Champion Data got him leading the Brownlow medal. And the other man who's right up there is Ollie Wines. So I think he's something ridiculous, like 80s at the moment or whatever. He's been averaging 30 possessions a game. Yeah. I know Travis Boker's been on fire. He'd be getting some votes as well. But I reckon Ollie Wines is someone to watch. But Max Gawn, I mean, we haven't seen a ruckman win a Brownlow since Jim Stein's 91, Scott Wine, 92. Jars, do you think, do the umpires need to give the big blokes more credit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's finding the footy, though, this year as well. And he had 27 disposals, I think, on the weekend. Kicked a big goal at a crucial moment. He's doing the lot.
And now he's moving forward. He's having an impact, which he didn't do in the past. So he's right up Jay.
That's votes.
And he's funny and popular, and the umpires like that. Because they've given him 50 votes in the past 3 years. So he's definitely – he's had 50 votes in that time. Nick Natnew, he's only had 5.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the umpires do the big beard.
Mate, 3 votes for you today. Fantastic performance. Speak again on Saturday's Dead Set Legends.
Good on you, boys.
Jay Clark there from Triple M. This is your deadly rush hour. What?
What, we're killing people now, are we?
Triple M. The Furious. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious
Five. Yes, it's back after a couple of weeks in hibernation. As we know, we had to take over breakfast and take that to another level. But we're back in our usual time slot. We've got 2 wonderful contestants waiting to play. Hello, Sam. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Beautiful, Sam. Have we got a prize for Sam?
No, just stop.
Can't give the prize out before we
start. Every single girl that calls in gets a prize.
Because it's fantastic. They want to be part of our family. And Wayno. G'day, Wayno.
How you going, Rob?
Say hello to Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Wayno.
What do you do? Who do you bury for, Sam?
The Crows.
I have a prize for Sam.
Move on.
Come on.
Who do you bury for, Wayno?
I go for the Crows and also a volunteer, and I go for South Adelaide.
Well done, go Panthers.
Hello.
Our good friend Jared.
What do you do for a crust? Why not?
I actually work in the laundry. I do all the I blow footballs up. I do ice. I clean, wash all their tops, and I really love it.
Well done,
beautiful,
mate.
Clubs wouldn't function without you, buddy.
No, yeah, absolutely right. Righto, lovies. Five questions. Call out your name first if you know the answer. 1 point for the correct answer. There's a couple of lifelines if you want to use them. Have some fun and listen to the questions carefully.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one, Burn.
What were Collingwood fined for last night?
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Using their phones?
Oh.
Prize, please.
No, not yet. Not yet, but that is the correct answer. Start.
Where's the ding? Thank you. Number two, please, right, Gregory.
Now there's some audio here. Okay, so have a listen. Who is Paul Gallen speaking about here ahead of his bout tonight?
You know, well, I actually don't think he's too bad a bloke underneath at all. I just think he's such a tryhard. I really do. I really do. Deep down underneath his 6'5" frame and 120 kilos and all his tattoos, I just think he's a real p-hard.
Right. Who's he talking about? He's fighting tonight.
And it's not Jars.
Wayne and Sam. If there's lifelines.
Yes, Blue.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Please. I'll go lifeline, please.
Who do you want to use as your lifeline, Sam?
I'll go Jars.
Thank you, darling. Lucas Brown. He's fighting Lucas Brown tonight. Yes.
Oh, you want to accept that?
There it is.
There it is. 2-0. Wayno, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's the boy.
Good on you, Wayno. Come on, Wayno. Give him a bit of time.
Right, Bernard, number three, please, love.
What is the use of pickle juice among sportsmen?
And women.
People.
There's another lifeline. There's another lifeline, but Sam, you can't use it.
Wayno?
Lifeline. Yeah, I'll use a lifeline.
Who do you want, Bernie or Greg Blewett?
Bernie.
Oh, good what is it, choice.
What is it, Bernie?
Bluey, you never get picked.
You don't get picked.
You're like the fat kid in the schoolyard.
Skinny cricket.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being fat or skinny.
Thanks, Bluey.
Don't skinny shame me.
And don't fat shame me.
I don't.
I've dropped 5 kilos.
Well, I got fat shamed by Robbie yesterday.
What about you, Bernie? Who is it? What's it for? What is it?
No, Wayno's asked.
The question was, what is the use of pickle juice between sports people? And it is for cramp. You gargle it, and it helps. Well, helps your cramp.
Good stuff.
You
don't drink What's it, a score so update, Jars? No, What's it. A score
it's
update?
Hey, ordinary.
Okay. Question four, please, Greg.
Yes. Jars says he's coming back as what animal in his next lifetime?
Tiger.
Yes, Wayne?
Tiger.
I'm coming.
I'll give you a clue. It's in the sea.
Sam?
I'm coming back.
Oh, very close.
Nah, bull shark.
I'm a bull shark, am I? Sam, I'm coming back in my next shark. Life. What did you say then? Hang on a sec. What would you say then, Bert? What did he say, Halo?
I don't know. I was too busy trying to consider.
I'm telling you now.
If Wayne gets this correct, it will be pushed to a tiebreaker.
Wayne said a tiger.
Maybe just a shark
and
egg.
And that's not correct.
Yeah, and Sam said a shark.
That's not correct.
Dolphin.
Sam's got
Sam,
two
I'm coming
right
back
so
as a dolphin.
Okay.
So if Wayne gets this right, it's forced to a tiebreaker.
Yes, Hato. I run the show, don't you, buddy? Yes, my show.
Not very well.
Now, Greg, number five. Who's got five?
Me.
Burn.
Name one of the Crows' first picks from the past 3 years at the draft.
Stupid question.
I didn't come up with it.
No, mate.
Oh, I should know this.
Sam, come on.
One was a number one or number two pick.
One's struggling a bit to get a kick. He's only a wee man. One's playing in the Sandford, big tall.
Well, they all are.
And one wants to go back to Melbourne, but Roo won't give him a contract.
Oh, I've gone blank.
One's name is...
Come on, Wayno.
Fisher? One's name is...
Chase?
Chase.
One's Riley.
And one's called Riley Jones. Okay, let's say this is going well.
One's called Riley Philthorpe. One's called Chase Jones.
Sam
and
Wayne.
And one's called Fisher McKenzie.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, Wayne. Who is it?
I don't know.
Right, you are.
Sam, to take the chocolates.
No. Come on,
well,
Sam
doesn't have to answer because she's won.
Chase, who?
He got it wrong, so don't I get it?
Let's just put it out of our misery.
Have a go. Just have a go with those clues I gave you.
Congratulations, you've won a double pass to Adelaide United v Western United on April 30 at Cooper Stadium. Kickoff at 6:30. 8:30. Sam, Wayne, thank you so much for playing.
Well done.
Do you want to know the answer?
Take care. Chase, just go through them, Burner, while they quick.
Well, Chase Jones.
Done.
Fisher Mackesy.
Yes.
Riley Thilthorpe.
And say that again.
Riley Thilthorpe. But I did say that as one of my clues. What are you laughing at? Disgrace this quiz.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
How did we go last round, gentlemen?
Well, I got 7 out of 9.
I don't think I got that many. I'm not sure, actually.
I stuffed up with the Crows because I tipped the Crows. And then I got the Giants wrong. Did the Giants win?
I got 8.
Did the Giants win,
Bert? I got the Crows wrong. Yes, I did.
I think I tipped St Kilda over the Tigers. How'd that one go?
You're only out by 85 points. Anyway.
I got 8.
I got 8 as well.
Okay, here we go. Round, 6? Let's go.
Round 6. Okay, Friday night, April 23, ACT Giants v Bulldogs.
Manuka.
I'm going Bulldogs.
Bulldogs. I'm going GWS.
Could do this a lot quicker.
The Giants at the moment.
Let's go.
Okay, on Saturday, GMHBA Stadium, Geelong versus West Coast.
Eagles.
Geelong for me.
I'm going Geelong, but I'm concerned.
Dangerfield out for 2 months.
Yeah. That's all right.
Possibly
without him.
Gold Coast v Sydney at Metricon Stadium.
I'm going the Suns.
I'm going the Swanettes. What?
I'm going the Suns.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you can't change. No. You've said Swans, mate.
All right, then.
Carlton v Brizzy at Marvel on Saturday.
Carlton.
I have no trust in Carlton.
Brisbane,
no trust
Brisbane
at all.
For me.
Brisbane Lions.
Tigers v D's at the G.
This is the beauty. This is it, Burn.
This will find
Burn,
out.
Burn, where you going to go?
Who's in
because
and who's
your boys
out.
Are there.
No,
come
I'm going
on.
The D's.
Okay, I'm going Richmond.
Yeah, Tigers for
underdogs
me.
Underdogs the D's.
Frio v North Melbourne at Optus Stadium.
I'll never pick North Melbourne this year.
I'll never ever.
If pick, I pick them, yeah. I'll just whack
I'll
you
never
something.
Pick North Melbourne for the next 10 years, so I'm going Frio.
Just from memory, just record that. That
yeah, no, it's done. Trust me.
$8 North Melbourne. I'll go Frio.
Right.
They paid 13 last week.
Down in Tassie, Hawks v the Crows.
See,
Hawks for me.
I'm going the Hawks, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm going the Crows.
Tassie, Hawks are good there.
Collingwood v Essendon at the G.
Pies.
This is another tough one. I think Collingwood to bounce back.
Pies.
What was that, your tip or you're hungry?
Pies. How many do you want? What, is it your usual 6?
Port Adelaide v St Kilda at home, Adelaide Oval.
And
Port.
A finger bun chaser.
Port by 6.
Are you going to pick the Saints again, Bluey?
Port.
You
yeah,
only 6 points no, out last
Port.
Week.
Yeah, I'm still
on.
Beating you, knucklehead.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our tips there, Heyday.
Love footy. You'll love Seeker Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs. So you can join in anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com. S-I-K-A. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Well, boys, former NRL star Paul Gallen takes on former WBA champion Lucas Brown, boys, in the big fight, the main event fight tomorrow. And it'll be a fiery, fiery exchange.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let's talk to one of the greats. He's a good man. I like this man. He's on the massage table as we speak, Paul Gallen.
Nice.
Good afternoon, Paul, and thanks for your time just before the fight. What part of the body's getting massaged?
Well, back at the moment, mate. So, if you hear me groaning and moaning, it's the lady's pushing too hard on me.
That's what I'm
come on, boys.
Watch those buck cheeks.
Lola's laughing. Everyone's laughing at me.
Nice.
Are you giving away 18 centimetres of reach advantage? Hey, how are you going to do it? You're just going to get inside and just swing?
Yeah, mate, get inside and have a crack. I'll be a lot faster than him. Yeah, he has got that size and reach advantage, but he can't use it. He's not a boxer. He's not a, you know, you talk about Lennox Lewis up against Mike Tyson, that type of height difference where he was able to use it. Lucas hasn't got that ability. And it, you know, he's won a WBA world title, a version of the world title. He hasn't got that boxing ability. He's got a right hand with huge power in it. That's what I've got to be concerned about. I don't think he's going to be able to jab me and keep me away and outbox me, that's for sure.
Gow, one thing I've really enjoyed is the war on words. Now, there's plenty of banter going back and forth. Who's winning that battle at the moment? Because I've loved what you've said.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, mate, I'm not too sure. You know, he's put up some pretty funny videos of me dressed as a woman and dancing and singing. So I actually enjoyed some of it. It has been pretty funny. But
yeah, good.
You know, well, that's sort of part of it's finished now and part and parcel with the promotion of it. And I can rest assured it's all genuine. I think he, you know, well, I actually don't think he's too bad a bloke. No, underneath it all, I just think he's such a tryhard. I really do. He's just such a. I just think he's such a soft cock. I really do. I think deep down underneath his 6'5" frame and 120 kilos and all his tattoos, I just think he's a real p-hard. And I'm going to shout out tomorrow night.
Chatting with Paul Gallen, who takes on the former WBA champion Lucas Brown, having a massage as we speak, chaps. Are you down near the calves and the bottom of the feet yet?
No, lower back, mate. Lower back at the moment and work out some shoulders. So she's finished the calves. So if you're ever in Sydney, look up lower.
Get the regular massage updates.
I will. What does it matter where he's getting a massage anyway? Yeah. He's just relaxing.
He's nervous. He just said he's nervous.
Yeah, well, the massage doesn't help that. Hey, Barry, I know you're focusing on the fight, this fight, but is there a rematch with Barry Hall on the cards at some stage, seeing it was a draw?
Yeah, mate, I'm happy to have a look at that, but, you know, I'm unlike Lucas. Lucas is planning other fights at this point in time. I'm not. I only have him on mind. So if I get through Lucas, there's certainly the possibility that could happen. Yeah, I'm not against it at all, but, yeah, just worry about this one first and get the win tomorrow night.
Mate, enjoy the rest of the massage. We really appreciate your time, and good luck. It's going to be a ripper fight.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Any final words for your opponent?
I'm going to end you.
It's all out.
Good night. Gallen v. Brown from 6:30 on the main event, available on Foxtel and KO. Order now through the themainevent.com.au. Brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's thrown together. Okay, buddy. What have you got?
Quick couple today.
Here you go.
Name one thing elephants can't do each.
Dance.
No, they can't brush their teeth. They can dance.
They do that at circuses. They can move around. No, don't. You're done.
They can't wipe their bottom.
Turn his mic off. Out.
They can't wipe their bottom. Well, hang on. That's what they can't.
That's just a stupid thing.
Yeah, but no, it's not. Well, you asked me the question.
Why would you want an elephant to wipe?
I just thought of that.
They don't need to. They're beautiful creatures. It doesn't.
Well, I've given you my answer anyway.
Yeah, it's one of the stupidest answers. It's worse than his. They can't jump. They can't jump.
Oh, of course.
So at a circus, you can see tigers jumping through hoops, jumping over things. Yeah, they can't. They've got to step one step at a time. Hey, this one is a little bit concerning. Did you know that Queen Victoria, you've got to keep up with me here.
Oh, God, here we go. Here
Queen Victoria was Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth's great-great-grandmother. So technically, it's incest.
Well, no, we all knew that.
Nah, but we're
right. Oh, calm down.
You can't say that about the Queen.
Meet the Queen once and you're an expert.
That goes on all the time.
Wow.
Okay, that right there is an assumption. It is not fact and it is not endorsed by Triple M or Rochelle Management. I don't want to do codes of practice training again.
You just go down to Alabama.
Oh, that's even worse.
Do we have to cut that one out?
No. That's a good one. That's a good stat.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Gee. I'm done. God I said two quick ones.
Nah, well done.
Where was Prince Philip born?
Yeah.
Do you know?
In hospital, probably.
Greece.
Yes, Jazz.
Thank you very much.
That's
there we go. See you, family.
I've never seen you two. You two, I said. High five.
Yeah. And you better get home to Abs.
I'm going straight the course.
Burns jealous.
I've been suspended, so I'll see you around.